last night in the Tarawih Salah. The 29th Surah was recited. And this is the first Surah, was Surah Mulk. The Surah we are encouraged to recite it every night. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yeah, there is a Surah of 30 verses. And if I could hope, whoever will recite it, it will intercede for that person on the day of Qiyamah also. It will help a person from the azab and the difficulty and punishment of the grave. It is called Mani'ah and Munjiyah. Mani'ah will save and protect a person from punishment. Munjiyah, which will give a person najat and safety on the day of Qiyamah and all of these places. So we should try to recite. It's only 30 ayat. And in one narration it comes that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my heart desires that every ummati learn this surah. Like how we must learn Surah Yasin. So we should try to learn Surah Tabarak. Try to learn Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi also. Inshallah, there are great benefits. The main thing is that the qabr, it will save a person from the difficulties there. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite it every night. So anyhow, in the surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about his milkiyat, badshahat and control, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala controls everything. Our living, our dying, the heavens, the earth, all of these things is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the king and the owner of them. So when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the owner and the king of them, then a person must obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Those who do not obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then there is a Jahannam for them, the jail of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And for those people who will obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala has promised them Jannat, and Allah Ta'ala mentions about that, Allah's forgiveness is for them. They are the obedient persons in any kingdom. Those who are disobedient, they are locked up in jail. And those who are good, they are honored and they are respected. So this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I am the one who has created death and life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. One reason the ulama say Allah mentioned life after death is that a person, if he got his death in front of his life, then that person's life will become valuable. He will, if he always got death in front of him, then he will have a true life. He'll understand how he must live his life. Otherwise, he will live like an animal and just finish his life. And there will be no real benefit for that person. And why did Allah Ta'ala send us in this world? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test a person. Which one of you whose actions are the most, is the best actions? أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. And not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, who got the most amount of actions, but who has got most perfection in his a'mal and action. And yeah, some of the ulama say, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, two conditions are needed for it. One is, the person's action will create, husn will be created and beauty will be created in it, if it is done in the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The more according to the sunnah it will be, the more reward the person will get. And the second thing is ikhlas and sincerity. If a person has got sincerity, then there will be husn and beauty in that action. So these are the two conditions for action to be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala and for a person to get great reward. If a person does it against the sunnah tariqah, sometimes it might be okay, the action might be permissible also, but you won't get that amount of reward. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions this. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions his full control over the whole world and whatever it contains, and never mind the heavens and the earth, and even in between the heavens and the earth, like for example the birds which are flying, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has got control over that. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions that if Allah Ta'ala wants to stop your rosy and sustenance, if Allah Ta'ala wants to, he sends armies against you people, who will help and assist you? Everything lies in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So become truly loyal to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The bounties he has given you is to make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He has given you eyes, ears, heart. But very little bit of shukr you make and thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So utilize these bounties in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Noon. And in Surah Noon, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about, he takes a qasam and an oath on the pen to show that this Quran Sharif, you got a pen, you got a paper, write down the Quran Sharif, write the kitab like this here. You people cannot do so. It's obvious this kitab is only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How can you deny the Quran Sharif? And look at the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What akhlaq and what character he has got. And so the sifat which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got, and still two people are not prepared to accept him. So clear signs. And those people who are speaking ill of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala mentions 10 qualities here of Walid ibn Mughira. He spoke ill of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you will send one durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will send 10 mercies upon you. You speak one evil thing about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala send 10 curses upon him. Till Qiyamah people will speak about him in a bad way. So this is what Allah Ta'ala mentions here, the evil qualities about him. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the incident of the garden. They were youngsters, their father had passed away. And the father used to always give a lot of charity. Allah Ta'ala blessed them because of this. But when the father passed away, the youngsters said, no, why must we give charity? All our money is getting wasted. Keep everything for ourselves. And they did not appreciate what their father had given them, the deen which he had given them. So because of this, they tried to take all the things away themselves. They won't give zakah. They won't give any worth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's azab came down upon them. Sadaqah removes difficulties and calamities from a person, calamities from a person's life. But they were trying to save themselves from the zakat especially. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed the whole place. And then it was too late for them. Then they realized what a mistake we had made. And till this place is in Yemen, Maulana Ahmad Latif said, Ramul Barakat, and they said, I've been to this place also. Till today it's barren, the place. Until Qiyamah, Allah has kept it as an example for people to see that this place is completely barren. See those people who are ungrateful. They were to Allah Ta'ala's ni'amat and bounties. Till today this place is in existence. So the lesson which the people of Makkah Mukarramah are told, that the greatest, these are physical bounties, but Allah Ta'ala has given you Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has given you deen. Appreciate the bounty which Allah Ta'ala has given you. It must not happen because you become destroyed because of not having this quality of appreciation and thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for this bounty. Thereafter, the next surah is Surah Al-Haqqa. And in Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah and punishment. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, those who are disobedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the punishment doesn't only take place in the year after, even in this world. Allah Ta'ala punishes people. And Allah mentions the nations of Qawm Thamud, Qawm Ad, and how they were destroyed, even in this world, Firaun and his people also, because of disobedience. And on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah Ta'ala mentions different punishments. But obviously on the day of Qiyamah, there will be those people who they will get their book of deeds in their right hand. They should always make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they will be so happy, like how a youngster comes home from school, of madrasa, and he's got a very good report. So he'll say, Ha'um. Come, read my kitab, everyone. See my report. I knew I'm going to come on the day of Qiyamah. He'll be so happy now and living in a lot of comfort, the highest levels of Jannah. And the fruits will be so close to a person, very easy for a person to pluck it out. It will be said to a person, now eat and drink and enjoy yourself. In the days which went past in the dunya which you lived, you made sacrifice, you fasted in the month of Ramadan. What are the sacrifices you made? Now you can enjoy yourself. On the other hand, some people will be given the book of deeds in the left hand, and they will say, oh, if only I wasn't given my report, my book, and I never knew what the hisab kitab was, I wish I had died. All my money did not help me, can't help me now. All my kingdom and power and status which I had in society, it destroyed me. It will be said, take him and hold firm unto him, tie him up, and throw him in the fire of Jahannam, and then you put some chains around that person, long chains, and drag him on these things, and Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. He never used to believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and he never used to give other people food also, poor people. He never used to encourage other people also when they want to give something, he discouraged them. So today there will be for him boiling hot water, there will be that food of Ghislin, which is the pus and the filth of the people of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. At the end of the surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif. If you want to get safety in this world, in the life of the year after, hold firm unto the Quran Sharif. This is your savior, it will help and protect a person. The next surah is Surah Ma'arij. Here also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about Akhirat. And as you come to the end of the Quran Sharif, we find Akhirat and the life of the year after is spoken about much more compared to the rest of the Quran Sharif, because this is the end of the Quran and the end of our life, we're going to face death, we're going to face the Akhirat. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is encouraging us now, start waking up, look at the reality, Akhirat is in front of a person. And from all the past Anbiya Alayhi Muslim kitabs, ulama mentioned that like Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he was given shukr. Ibrahim alayhi salam tawheed, in his shariat a lot of tawheed was spoken about. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of shukr, the importance of thanking Allah Ta'ala for the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speciality given to us is the life of Akhirat has been mentioned in so much of detail. No other kitab in the past has come with so much of detail explaining about Jannah, Jahannam, the Qabr, life of the Qabr, how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. So anyhow, the next surah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, but you will see your friends also, but no one will be able to save and help another person. People will be running away. And the person will be saying, I wish I can save myself from the punishment of this day. I don't mind giving my own children also, my wife also, my brother also, my family members, and everything in the world, I'll give it as long as I can get saved from the punishment. They can go in Jahannam, no problem. But I must get saved. It will be a nafsi ka'alam, a life where everyone is worried about himself. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, never ever, you did wrong, you will have to bear the punishment for it. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions certain sifat and qualities which will save a person from these things. The first one Allah mentions is salat. We are always particular on their salat. And number two, they are giving their money, charity in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number three, they have belief in the day of Qiyamah. And they are always fearing the punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is something which a person has to fear. And then, they are the people who are protecting their private parts. They are abstaining from all kinds of immorality, etc. Illa ala azwajihim, except for their wives, they fulfill their desires with their wives. But besides that, there are all kinds of other, whether it is homosexuality, lesbianism, whether it is zina, fornication, adultery, whether it is masturbation, whether it is pornography, anal sex, when a person has relations with his wife during her menses, all of these things, the ulama come and say it comes under this idea, the person who looks after his chastity and purity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, besides his wife, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومٍ. There is no manabat, there is no censure, there is no punishment for him for doing this. Yeah? It's a necessity of life, it's not the object of a person's life. So the word Allah ta'ala used, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومٍ. There is no malamat. You won't censure them, you won't punish them, you won't shout them for this. Yeah? But it's not the object of your life. The object of your life is to prepare for akhirat. This is just a necessity of life, like your food is a necessity of life. Don't make it the object of your life. Some narrations, it comes that close to Qiyamah, the object of a person's life will be two things, his stomach and his private part. Just to fulfill his desires and to fill up his stomach. So Allah Ta'ala protects and save us, that this becomes the object of our life. And the next quality Allah Ta'ala says, that those people are looking after their amanat and their trust, and their promises and pacts which they make with people in their business dealings, for example, the amanat trust which people give them with money, with time, they are very particular about this. If they got shahadat testimony in a court, they fulfill this here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they look after their salat. So the salat was mentioned in the beginning and the ending to show the great importance of salat. Salat is a direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if salat comes into a person's life correctly, inshallah, all the other sifat will come into a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people will be in Jannah and they will be very honored and greatly honored in the life of the year after. The next surah is Surah Nuh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about da'wat. And the tariqah of da'wat, what must you give da'wat towards? Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wat towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa within your life, follow the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has a lot of promises for you people. Allah will forgive you your sins, Allah will give you a good life. And he told them, make istighfar. Istighfar is a very great amal. Five benefits he mentioned here, that yursilis sama'a alaykum midrara, Allah will send rains upon you people into a torrent. Allah will help and assist you with wealth, children. Allah will grant you gardens, and Allah Ta'ala will make for you people rivers. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned about him once. Somebody came to him and said, we got drought. He said, make istighfar. Another person came to him and said, I haven't got money, I've got a problem with my money. He said, make istighfar. Another person came to him, I haven't got children. He said, make istighfar. All these things. So then people asked him, Hazrat, you're giving same ilaj and cure for every single person. So he said, what must I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, you make istighfar, Allah will bestow you with all of these things. Hazrat Amir rahmatullah alayhi says that it's possible that this command was given specially for Nuh alayhi salam's people, so it's hard for them. If they make istighfar, they will get these things. Or he says it's possible that this is still Qiyamah, this law. But sometimes the person says, I make istighfar, I'm not getting children, I'm not getting wealth. So Hazrat Amir rahmatullah alayhi says that sometimes you don't get the direct thing what you want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the benefit of that. For example, you want children, so they must support you in old age. So Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't give you children, but he'll give you support in old age. Sometimes a person wants money. Money is to fulfill a person's necessities. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala won't give a person money, but Allah will fulfill a person's necessities. So the object of that thing, Allah Ta'ala will give it to a person. Allah will give it to a person. So sometimes a person may not see it itself, but he will get the objective of what he desires. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala bestows it to a person directly what a person is asking for. So this istighfar is a very great amal. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this year, to practice upon it daily, to take out some time to make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and to bring the reality into our lives. People of Nuh alayhi salam did not accept him, the da'wat, and they were eventually destroyed. On the other hand, the jinnat, surah jinn, they accepted the da'wat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala will grant them jannat for this year. They were saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are jinnat, but they accepted the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam's people, 950 years, he gave da'wat to them. Hidayat lies only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What sifat must a da'i have? So in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the da'i, he has to have this fikr and concern. And every Muslim also, that firstly, within myself also, I have to have sifat, ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest means of ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through salat, and especially tahajjud salat, where a person is alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conversing. So Allah ta'ala mentions in the beginning portion of Islam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got nabuwat, immediately he was given two namazes, two salats were given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then tahajjud salat was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the command was given half the night, one third of the night, two thirds of the night, so much in tahajjud they must stand up. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba, a small jamaat of them, they used to do this year for 1 year. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter made it easy for the ummah, that you people don't manage, the ummah will become wide eventually, it will be difficult for the ummah. But anyhow, this was a practice, spiritual practice for them, to build up their ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salat. And they were going to do great things thereafter, so they had to build themselves up spiritually. That is why many of our kabir also long tahajjud namaz they used to read, because this Quran is coming upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's very heavy upon a person. A person has to be spiritually charged and ready. And you've got a lot of effort to do in the daytime, sabahan tawila, you have to go amongst the people, and make effort amongst them. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba did this here, but then at the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah has made it easy for you people now, you won't manage so much, so perform salat at least, give your zakat, and spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you are sending forward, you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give it the reward for it. And after doing that action, wastaghfirullah. After doing salat and zakat and everything, ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful, because you can never fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, our Quran Sharif is coming to an end. The end of it, make a lot of istighfar and tawbah. That we can never fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so much of weaknesses in our amal. So ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And in this surah also, and the next surah also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah. Tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give da'wah, stand up now, call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that those people who did not accept the da'wah, eventually what happened to them, how they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you leave me, I'll sort them out. You continue giving the da'wah, some people will go against you. But eventually Allah ta'ala will remove that obstacle. And finally those who have got taqwa and piety, they are the completely successful people. Even in the dunya, many times Allah ta'ala helps them. The Anbiya alayhi Islam definitely, and other people, majority of the time, sometimes they are made shaheed, they are passed away, they leave this world, but they also in the year after they are completely successful. So in Surah Muddathir also, Allah Ta'ala gives da'wat, tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give da'wat, and Allah Ta'ala mentions certain etiquettes that speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay away from all kinds of sin, and all kinds of idol worship, etc. And don't do any of these things, so that you must get money, that you are making ihsan upon people, so that they must give you. Don't do it with that objective, that you must become rich and wealthy. So all of these things, and make sabr in this effort of da'wah, when you have called people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times people will go against you, but you have to make sabr at that time. The next surah is Surah Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, it's a reality. Some people are not prepared to accept Qiyamah. They say that doesn't make sense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I created you the first time, what difficulty is for us to create you a second time, to gather your bones together? Allah Ta'ala has got the ability to your fingertips also. How Allah has made it, everybody's fingerprints is completely different. What the system Allah Ta'ala has made in a small piece. So if Allah Ta'ala wants to gather all the people together on the day of Qiyamah, even though everything is separated in the world, it's nothing difficult at all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all in the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every person on the day of Qiyamah will be informed of what he had sent forward, what he had kept behind in this world. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. Man has complete insight over his nafs, even though many times he puts forward excuses. He tries to justify himself, cover himself, but he knows I'm doing wrong. Every person has got a conscience. Allah Ta'ala has kept it within a person, unless he completely destroys his own conscience. But Allah has kept this within a person. So many times a person is doing sin. Sin is which will agitate the heart of a Muslim. As soon as a Muslim wants to do some wrong, his heart will feel uneasy about this year. Unless he continues doing the evil, then eventually he will die. But this is within a person. This is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must look after this. This mihman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from sin. And Allah Ta'ala says, one problem is, you people love atila, things which are hasty, which come quickly, suddenly, cash, the dunya. And you leave out the akhirat, which is something which will last forever and forever. And one is the big qiyamah. The other qiyamah is this qiyamah which will come now at the time of our death. Remember the time when your soul will come here up to your, will come up to this collarbone, coming out of a person's body. Waqeela man raq. People will be standing around and they will be saying, who is the, where's the doctor, where's the raqi? The person who will now make punk, who will blow, and he will come, the army you can say, to help this person, to save this person. Oh, man raq. Who is the angels who are coming down now, it will be said, who are coming to take this person's soul? Is the angels of mercy, or is it the angels of fear, or is it the angels of azab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person at this time will have yaqeen that now I'm separating, I'm leaving this world, and the pains and the pangs of death will be there. And now a person will be going on his wrong journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever forget this journey of ours. This is why we have come in this world, to stay here and prepare for ourselves for this long journey which will last forever and forever. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us and reminding us about the time of death. The person should prepare for it. And the last two surahs, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Dahar, he speaks about the great bounties of Jannah, and in Surah Mursalat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bounties, the punishment of Jahannam, destruction be to those people who deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, is repeated over and over. And in that surah, Surah Dahar, where Allah ta'ala mentions about His great bounties, and about the is, and about the is, and about the bounty of Jannah, and the sifat a person must have, and qualities he must have, what and what Allah has kept for them, wonderful glasses they will be there, the wine, there will be a bit of camphor inside there, and the banda and servant of Allah ta'ala will be able to take the rivers, wherever he wants to, he'll have a stick, pointed to this direction, the river will flow in that direction, another direction, he can do whatever he wants to, and the people will be they will be saying, speaking amongst themselves, that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, so Allah will protect them from the fear of that day. And they will get so much of happiness in their heart also, on their faces also. They will be relaxing and reclining on beautiful thrones. They won't see the sun there. They won't be cold there also. The shade will be very close to them. And the fruits will come very, very close to a person. Young boys will be going around them, serving them with wonderful goblets of wine. And these cups will be made of silver. And exactly how much a person wants, that how much will be filled up inside there. Not less, not more. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there will be other rivers also. One of them will be called Tal Sabil. Youngsters again will be walking around and serving the people. And when you will see these youngsters, you will get so happy how beautiful and handsome they will be. And when a person will look around, everywhere you will see bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a big kingdom Allah will give it to him. The beautiful clothing a person will be wearing. The jewels a person will be given to. And Allah ta'ala, the water he will give them to drink, a very pure water and a drink. This will be a reward for Allah which Allah ta'ala will give to the people. They had certain qualities in this life. One is they fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear the day of Qiyamah. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطُعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. They used to feed the poor people food. The poor people, the yatims, the people in jail, etc. And they said, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We only fed the people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We never wanted from you people any jaza, any recompense. No, we never even ask you people for shukr, to thank us also. We just did it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully the ulama say, that they did these actions only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any recompense, and not for any shukr. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَانَ. This is your recompense. وَكَانَ سَعْجُكُمْ مَشْكُرُ. And I appreciated it. You never appreciate it in this world, you never ask for it, but I have appreciated it. So when a person does in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense him in the akhirat, in the life of the year after. So may Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these things. And at the end of the surah, Allah ta'ala mentions, we have sent the Quran Sharif down, hold firm unto the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sabr, hold firm unto it. And do not ever follow the sinners, then the disbelievers, don't follow their lifestyle. You've got the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with this, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. And at night, tahajjud time, read some tahajjud salah. Then inshallah, by means of these, a person will be granted all of these bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us. Tawfiq to make amal.